John Rosa, the legendary.
Good morning, goat.
Yeah. Good to have you back, John Rosa, from the Boone County Landfill, Boone County Recycling. And here we are, almost to the end of, the county's fiscal year and everybody else. You guys just keep right on going.
Yeah. Things don't change a whole lot.
Drier weather, probably not a bad thing for you guys.
Yeah.
Heavy rainfall, probably not the most fun. But
I just had that conversation with Des Moines Metro. A rep called me down there. We were talking about some out of planning area waste acceptance. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was just like, how are things? Oh, good. You know, I guess it's good we're dry. You know, I never really thought as an administrator of the landfill to be like, I wish it would rain more often, but it's pretty dry and dusty and the barriers with that. And the nice part is when it's less to deal with as well, there's less trucks getting stuck during this time and less leachate hauling and just some challenges that go with the wet time also. So enjoying the dry weather, I guess, at work.
Yeah, we'll take
sometimes.
It. Well, outside of on the days when it's really windy and dusty, yeah, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah. That's right.
We have our own dust storms. again, recycling is one of the big things, that diversion, because what's coming into the landfill is coming in. I mean, we have solid waste coming in there. Just wrapped up Boone Citywide Cleanup. We had another one just gained approval. Most of them are just a couple of roll-offs and things like that, but a couple of roll-offs here, a couple of roll-offs there. Pretty soon you got several ton.
Right.
And that's... those are challenges.
Yeah, they sure are. And
because they do tend to come in like a lot.
That's right. So, it's different for Boone, City of Boone, with their cleanup. It was just about the tonnage that we allowed. And they're able to haul in their dump trucks on a consistent basis, just keep rolling them out, versus, you know, another city that may ask for it from a farther distance away. They don't want to do it that way, and the criteria has always been loads coming in. So, and that's always been vague too. What's a load? Well, we don't really restrict it. It's whatever you want to haul it in. So some have brought it in side dumps, and others have dump trucks, and so it's pretty vague. And then it's that many loads because they want to be able to plan accordingly. So it's kind of been all over the board, I guess, in some regards as far as how we determine that. And I think we need to update some things and changes. And with that, always considering everything with it. Some of the challenges that go along with it is it's a cleanup time, and I get that. And as I've discussed in prior times on the radio with you, I know we had that discussion of why do we keep cleaning this up? And I presented as, you know, maybe it's time to not continue doing that, have that program. I know that would be alarming and disturbing and probably pitchforks and everything coming after me, maybe. But it's that idea that why do we have so much stuff? And then is it just for that cleanup purpose, or is it like people just taking advantage of it to throw regular garbage that should be just on a regular process? You know, abusing that opportunity, frankly, and just that mindset of, oh, well, I'll throw it out now and I'll get more stuff, and because I can always throw it away next year too. Yeah. And it's the we're feeding into the cycle that we don't want, frankly.
You want more of those R's in there.
That's right. Yeah. And the good part about that cleanup time is the people that put it out on the street and say, you know, and there's the curbside shopping going on that,
yes, there is.
That drive up, and the metal recyclers, you know, thank you for the scrappers that are out doing the right thing. They're grabbing the metal and getting it out and not sending it to the landfill because it's probably not going to end up in a proper facility at that point. They're pulling that out and recycling it. So there's one of those R's. There, people are putting their good stuff out there and maybe reusing it and find other things that they could repurpose with too. So hitting on all those R's of the good stuff to do with it.
Yeah.
So, but ultimately, eventually, you know where it's going to go, and it all
end up there.
Everything will end up at the landfill. So,
well, we did have, and again, one of the things that at least like in Boone they do, and I know others handle it differently. Other communities do, but this year it was Pickett Salvage that came in and took appliances that people wanted to bring in.
Yeah.
Yep. Again, limitation, tires and electronics.
Yep.
Get those.
But. Yep. And then we had we worked with the city too on the TVs and screens and some electronic components, computers, hard drives, that type of stuff. I think they were charging separately for that.
Do you still get people calling and saying, "Is there really a charge for that?" there didn't used to be. Well, that was several years ago, really.
Yeah.
There wasn't, and since then,
I think when I started as the administrator, we made it mandatory about the TV. TVs must be recycled. Prior to that, it was optional. So it's been in place as a service or an option anyway for 5, if not 6 years for having the screens not buried in our landfill. So we gather them, work with ATEC Recycling out of Des Moines, and they provide that service, come pick them up, and they're able to gather those components that are still those valuable metals within the components and can recover that and do something good with it.
So. I was going to say, there's a market. There is a market.
There is. There, so. I've always wanted to visit that place as well. So actually, I've worked with the Iowa Recyclers Association, educators from around the state of Iowa that are trying to do the right thing and promote recycling and reusing and doing the good stuff out there. And the latest one was we're trying to get a visit to Liberty Tire Recycling in Des Moines to go visit and see that, because not all of them use Liberty, but it's one of the main ones in the entire state, actually, for us, especially in the central part. That would be the tire recycling company. But just to see the process, we talk about, tires get recycled. Well, let's see it. Well, what happens to it?
What happens?
Let's see,
because
it.
And there's a lot of components to a tire. It's not just a round rubber thing.
Yeah, and how they're able to handle it. And then if they can't take shredded tires because it won't process, or certain size of tires, but they'll take a lot of stuff, unfortunately, and because we're not supposed to bury those, and regulations are not to bury tires because those don't bury well. They just, you run them over, pretty soon, pop, here comes a tire popping up.
They still come up here after decades. They still pop up.
So I think it'll be fascinating to go visit that facility and see that process. And then I'm going to ask that we see an electronic recycling facility as well. And I know there's others, I believe, out there, and there's more in the electronics recycling world. But Liberty kind of has the niche, the market, I guess, in the state of Iowa. They're about the only ones. But there's others for the electronics recycling.
It is, too. It's one of the, because we talk about cardboard, you don't really have a problem finding a market for that. And I know you guys do. White paper, office paper, because you pretty well are able to get that handled very, fairly easily.
And there's markets for it, but just how good they are.
I will tell you, a long time ago, many decades ago, I remember people shredding newspaper for insulation purposes. I don't know how actually good that was or safe or how they made it safe, but I remember that happening because I remember being in Boy Scouts, we'd do paper drives.
And there's a use
reusing,
for it, a market
now,
of some
now
sort.
There is now the other things we use now. You shred it and it goes bedding for livestock stuff. So there are markets out there,
and putting it to good use. At least it's getting another life, another chance, and slowing down the process before it comes to the landfill.
We do have, and again, I'm thinking, one of the interesting things for our location, of course, close to Iowa State, we have lot of engineering people there that are really they do look at can we recycle this, do we recycle metals, how do we get those, and how do we do it cost effectively. And those are, like you said, going down there and looking at those places, that'd be interesting.
And I did have you talked about Iowa State. I did have a conversation with someone doing a research project over there, and interested in, I think ultimately they're looking at what if they could gather some materials from us, from our recycling service, which, if we can support some other research project locally, and frankly, the truth is, recycling stuff that comes into our facility, our transfer station, we're paying for that to be not landfilled. So we gather that stuff and we pay a tonnage fee and we pay a transportation fee to send it down to Shoepan Recycling down in Des Moines. So if we can use it for other things, it's beneficial for us as well. So, always looking for other markets. If we can find something to do with the glass, separately, and we do haul some of that stuff, or actually load that into a City of Ames truck, and they haul it back and work with Ripple Glass out of Kansas City. So fortunately, they offered that up to us, which was very kind of them to say, "Yeah, send it over to us, and we'll take it from there."
We'll get it packaged and off.
Yep, and then that's a no charge to us, frankly, you know, for that service. They don't charge for that, and that's helpful, so we appreciate that.
Let's go back to, you mean recycling isn't free?
Wow, is it not?
It does cost.
Yeah.
It does cost to do it.
Yep, and the truth is that we just try to limit how much it costs here in Boone County years ago. That's why we would develop the transfer station and just trying to not have to sort it and handle it and bale it and store it and find a market for it. And when the market drops, then you're paying a storage fee, and there's just a lot involved. And this simplified it, certainly, to say, okay, it's yours. Here, we'll pay you. You take it. You deal with it. So maybe not make the most sense, but also at least it's a market. It survived during, you know, some funny times when the markets die. We're still getting it to another facility to let them deal with it. So it is a diversion for us. But, yeah, it certainly is expensive, frankly.
I was going to say, too, since we do it all voluntarily, people are going to say, well, why do we even want to spend it? We'll just send everything to the landfill. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't want that. Eh? I mean, we do want that diversion.
Yeah.
That's and again, if you can, you know, we have people that, and we've talked about this in the past too, that they would recycle everything if they thought they could.
Right.
But not everything is, or at least cost effectively recycled.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, I think there's some technology out there for styrofoam, and it's been out there for a while, the ability to. But how do you make it cost effective, reasonably cost effective? I don't know. Honestly, if recycling is in general is cost effective, it's a challenge, you know, and that's why there's not a recycler everywhere, a recycling facility, you know, in every town, because logistically it just doesn't pay. So, but I think that technology for styrofoam, like I said, has been out there, but is it feasible to haul a semi-load of styrofoam to Omaha to get it recycled? Does that make sense? Yeah. When you're talking, you know, what, 8 pounds? No, whatever it is, it'd be pretty darn light to haul it all way. And what are you going to get out of it? And styrofoam's a tough one. You know, love-hate relationship. I know it has a use and maybe a need still, you know, for a lot of things, but also, is it just used too much? And that's what I would go with is, yes, it is used too much. Mm-hmm. Because it's tough to deal with.
Yeah. One of your other fun ones would be those grocery bags. And can you tell? Well, but
touched.
Yeah, those are issues you have, and especially try to hang on to
them. Oh, yeah.
Well, because they blow all over.
And they sure do, yeah.
So you were going to get a big net.
We are, yes.
Are we still looking at a big net, or do we? I mean, what you do is it's up there to try to catch them from blowing over.
Right.
Fences.
Yep. If you've seen our facility, it's there's a fence at the top of the, kind of at the top, I guess, on the two sides anyway, and you've often seen stuff blowing right over the top of it, and it's a nuisance, and then it blows over to the neighbors into their fields, and then we're out trying to gather that. And first of all, it's a nuisance to the neighbor that the stuff is blowing offsite. It's a nuisance to us that we have to go get it. It's a concern on the safety side of things that we're going through plowed up fields to gather that plastic bag that launched over the out of the landfill when someone dropped off their garbage. So, you know, worst thing to do is throw them away. The absolute worst is to put nothing in them, because then they launch out of there. But eventually it has to come back to us anyway. But now the process to go retrieve it is bothersome. So we're trying to get rid of that bothersome thing. And we're going to put up a 25-foot-tall net around the top on those two sides and try to contain that stuff that's blowing to capture it, keep it on site. And then we have a vac truck that we can drive along the side and suck it back up and actually get it buried and handled. So I'm sure there's going to be glitches and such, but we're doing our best to try to maintain that material and keep it on site.
I was going to say, because the stores all seem to be doing, they've got their collection things. People just need to remember to bring their old bags back and stuff them in there, because then they take care of them.
Yep. And that's a niche market.
Yeah. Which, that is, yes, yep, absolutely.
Yep. And it's, so it's, is it a recyclable material? Yes. Is it recyclable through Boone County? No. That's one that goes directly to the stores. And thank you, stores that are doing that and collecting it. Give out those bags, and then, you know, you have a container in usually in the entryway.
Usually in the entry. Yep, I think they all have pretty much.
Rather large box, you can shove all that stuff in there. We did that uptown at our drop-off site too. We put a container up there. You know, it's not something we want to collect, but people were just throwing it, their bags, the materials, all of it in there. So we put a container there to try to say, okay, fine, at least we'll have a spot for you to put your bags, even though we don't want them. But it's yet another service that we'll try to protect from throwing them in the landfill. So, you know, we'll do what we can, but gather those plastic bags. And, but again, that's a separate niche market, kind of like Styrofoam would be, maybe somewhere else, but at least we have that niche market for those bags here.
We work on it.
But again, do you really need to use them? That's always the question.
That is. Let's did want to hit on a couple of other things here this time of the year. People out walking around, among other things. So I know one of the places where we do see some recycling activity that's going on, Friends of the Ledges have always been really good about that. They got their own recycling trailer down there.
Yep, they do. Yep, and they bring it out to us and we help unload. And thank you for that service, Friends of the Ledges. Good job. I know, like, over in Ogden, they do the can drives for the seniors. I have that relevancy because I have a senior coming up this next year, and now we're involved in the recycling of those cans, the redemption side with redeemable cans and bottles and glass as well. And boy, you see that, you know, and frankly, that's just another recycling form. It's just a niche, because those are going to go back to those distributors. So it's a redemption thing. It's money, but it's also those are being recycled. It's that little niche market of going back to the distributors for their processing. So,
and we will say, after so many times of being processed, eventually it's going to end up probably in a landfill, but it's definitely going to have been used.
Yep. Everything has a recycling life. Yep. It'll wear down eventually and be coming to a landfill.
So, keep Boone County beautiful. Still have, I'm guessing, still have some roadways people could adopt if they want.
There is. There was one application that just came through yesterday, I believe it was, and excited to get that one going. I think it's north of Ogden, working on P-70 out towards Don Williams.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think and there's more with that, too.
Yeah, for people, groups, whatever organizations, if you have an area, target area, you would like, find out, because county roads, we have Keep Boone County Beautiful. That'll help out with that.
That's right. Especially if it's a particular road that you're fond of or you use a lot and you just want to maintain it better. And this one is just a private person saying they want to do the right thing. So good job to her, and good luck in getting some help too. I hope she does.
And this is just an application process. If they have questions, they can always call, visit.
You bet. Yeah. And it starts with us, but there's others involved that sign off on the application. It's us and conservation, engineers and supervisors. I might be missing one other one, but all for the regulation and also the safety aspect. So we don't want you to, trying to adopt a road that's dangerous with bad areas and such, and amounts of traffic and shoulder width and all those things into consideration. So it's designated sections of road in the county.
Busy times at the landfill.
Always.
And as always, people want to find out more about it. As long as it's dry, it's not a bad time to be having a tour if you have
a tour.
I know summertime, people are busy going to other places, doing other things. But as we get back into the end of summer and get back into the back-to-school time, those are things that you do have available, opportunities, and you're willing to come out and talk about recycling, too.
Absolutely. We can be glad to come to a school, an organization, and talk about those things. The meaningful one is if you can arrange a tour and come on site. Schools, we have some money we can help for transportation and help cover that. So just work with us on that request. But meaningful one is to come out and visit. Come out and see the recycling process, see what we do, see how much comes in, and then go see the not so fun part is to see the landfill side of things, of where your garbage goes. But that's meaningful. That's something that will probably change your mind a little bit as you throw things away.
And since I'm going to look at my calendar here, 1st of July will be another household hazardous waste opportunity. If people wish to come out. That'll be a Saturday morning, a yep. couple hours.
2 hours, yep, 8:30 to 10:30 on that Saturday. July 1st is the next one for the household hazardous waste specifically. So no appointment needed. Just bring out your oil-based paint, not your latex paint, chemicals, fertilizers, batteries. Another one we push for, too, is the ABCs, the all batteries collected. So don't know what to do with your batteries when they're dead. Well, of course, use them if they still have juice in them, but if they still have life. But when they're done, if you're not sure if it's lithium or lithium ion, alkaline, whatever it might be, if you're confused about it, package them all up. Let us handle those. So bring out your batteries during that time, too. So, yeah, that's July 1st. Little reminder, we would be closed on the 4th. For a holiday, and open back up early on the 5th as a service to the community since we were closed.
Because the haulers will be lined up waiting.
They will. they always are.
We anticipate. They do. John Rosa, our guest on our program today, thanks for coming in and joining us, getting us all up to speed on what's happening. And again, people can always call or go online and see what's happening.
Please
at the
do. Check us out, 515-433-0591. If you're searching online, search Boone County, Iowa, landfill and recycling.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.